is after 10 this morning. Right now, though, let's talk money. Women right across New Zealand need to look harder at their money matters. So we're about to chat with Jess Travis from Milford Asset Management. This segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Jess. So why is it important to shine a light getting more women confident with investing?
Morning. Well, we want everyone in New Zealand to feel confident with investing, but there's a few reasons why it's especially important for females. First of all, we tend to live longer than men. On average, it's about 3 to 4 years
Good
at the
point.
End of our lives. So that means we're probably going to need more money when we get to the end, especially if we might need extra health costs at the end too.
Right.
So investing, getting confident helps fill that gap potentially at the end. Second of all, there's still a pay and wealth gap. Unfortunately, really good work has been done in this space, but on average, females still earn about 5.2% less than males.
So I've got to make up for that somehow.
Got to make up for it. It's even more in some groups. So that means we really need to get our money working hard for us to try and close that over the way. We also know currently females are retiring with 25 to 36% less in their KiwiSaver balances.
Oh,
that's
really?
A big shortfall.
Is that shortfall coming from the time they spend away from making income with pregnancy and
potentially
kids?
Yeah. So as you know, it's more likely that females are going to have longer out of the workforce, maybe the primary caregivers. So that gap in earnings and gap in being able to contribute to your investments can make a really big difference.
So if you're a woman sitting here right now and you're wanting to get better at those things, and I know financial confidence is part of that, just knowing the lingo and knowing where you can go, how do we get better at it? Because I'm someone that was a bit like that. You know, my husband kind of took care of it all, but I've been getting better in the last 3 years and it really helps.
Absolutely. So get confident. Take charge of what you're doing. So if you are taking a gap in your earnings or stepping back from the workforce, could you afford to keep adding to your savings and investments? You know, have a chat to husband if you have one, make a plan to maybe be able to keep adding. Make sure you're in the right type of investments that are going to grow more for you over time. There's a real risk of not taking enough risk, you know, sitting in investments that are earning a bit less. So get involved, get confident, and make sure you're maximising the possible return on what you do have.
It's a great relationship conversation, eh? While the mum is not working, should the dad be topping up the KiwiSaver with the right amount of money?
Definitely. You know? Ramp it up.
Ramp it up.
I think it's a great thing to think about. I didn't do it, but wish I had.
I didn't do it either.
At the end of the day, is, you know, like if you were to break up in a relationship, that would be, both of them would be divided by half anyway, though, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a whole nother conversation around the Relationship Property Act, Sam.
You might want to have a chat to your lawyer, Sam.
He's planning on it.
Yours is probably bigger than mine.
If you want to find out more or get some help or guidance and chat to a guru like Jess, just go to milfordasset.com. Coming up, the ridiculously simple way to refresh your kitchen, and we might even help you pay for it before 8.
Coast Breakfast with Tony, Jay, Sam and Bargain Chemist. Same day delivery available now at bargainchemist.co.nz.